Hey everyone, what you're about to listen to is a preview of a bonus episode that is available on our Patreon. If you like this clip, you can grab the whole episode, as well as years of other bonus content, at www.patreon.com/lionsledbydonkeys.
I had one, Drill Sergeant Williams, who's from the Virgin Islands, who anytime we asked him what he did before he joined the Army, he's like, I'm a pipe layer. I laid pipe all day.
Ask your mom.
He did the same thing. He had never left the Virgin Islands until he joined the Army. And so he had a really thick accent, too. And he got us all out. He's like, all right, you privates, I got juice. I got cookies. And he brought out like one of those reclining, like folding chairs that reclines and put it in the middle of the bay and then got us all to toe the line. It's like, I got my juice. I got my cookies. I got my music. I'm going to smoke the fuck out of you people. And then just put on music and proceeded to smoke us. And at least when we laughed, he was laughing too.
Yeah, Peck would do that too. Peck would absolutely make us laugh and think it was the funniest goddamn thing on earth. Like, he was also the... there's the infamous story of the basic training pizza parties where, like, they're like, you know, privates, you did such a good goddamn job this week. On Friday, we're going to order pizza. Pool all your money together. And then like Peck would be like, guys, I need to tell you something. He's going to order you pizza. He's going to let you eat all the fucking pizza you want until you're sick. And then he's going to smoke you and you're going to vomit. So I'm giving you a heads up. Don't eat too much pizza.
Y'all ate the pizza though, didn't you?
God, yeah, we did. We're like 3 months in living on shitty DFAC food. And like Peck is like sitting there laughing and joking with us. And like, we're drinking like Dr. Pepper and like Coke and shit. He was like, man, that's going to hurt like a bitch when it comes back up. And we're like laughing like, yeah, we know it's coming, man. We don't give a fuck.
I hope it's as good coming up as it was going down.
That hallway was disgusting within the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
There's just Papa John's everywhere.
Like, Papa John's doesn't smell all that good before it.
Yeah. Man, after you've been eating DFAC food for 3 months, Papa John's is like the ambrosia of the gods. Well,
and oh,
like,
I know.
They're making us do like burpees. And I remember when I finally puked, because it takes a lot to make me puke from being smoked. And it's not because I'm in such great shape. I just don't puke that often, unless there's tequila involved. And like, I'm doing burpees after eating what was probably an entire large pizza within the last 30 minutes. And I'm keeping my eyes closed because I'm hearing people vomit everywhere. And you hear it get splash onto the tile floor. We're like, we have to do like rolling around in other people's vomit. And I'm like, oh no, it's coming. It's coming. Like, I can hold it back. And I open my eyes and the guy right in front of me is making eye contact and just vomits down his own chest. And finally, like, oh, I lost it. I just fucking hurled barbecue chicken Papa John's pizza in every direction.
Oh,
so sharp. I was surprised at how this one is also still a really good sharp, because we have the, as you said, sharp joins the Army.
He rejoins the Army.
Yeah. I also love that. Apparently in the British Army, they employ the same promotion system as the Starship Troopers. It's like, that guy's dead. Tear his rank off. It's yours now.
Yeah.
Like, so we've got Sergeant Major Harper, because the guy, Sharp's just like, well, I mean, that guy's dead. Harper, you've been with me for long enough. I guess you're Sergeant Major.
Also, even
Major
the
now.
The recruiting process is the same. Instead of showing up to like lower income schools, they just go to like the local bar and shit. Like, so you want to get really fucked up and get drunk forever? Get a job with the military. Take the king's shilling and you'll always be drunk.
I'll get you some food, some booze. I'll give you $10 and you can join
like,
the military.
Yeah, you can bring your dog. Like, yeah, no, it's yeah. Cool that you're like, you know, like clearly 12 years old and like, you know, 5'1". Like, no, it's...
Oh, don't worry. You don't like your job getting dysentery and dying in Spain? After 6 months, you can just put in paperwork and change your job.
Right.
You could die of cholera.
Yeah, nobody's checking your birth certificate. There's no records here. You can just join the Army 5 times if you want.
Yeah, people did do that. It's because like you join, get the bounty, and then bounce.
Yeah,
the only thing you needed was like all of your fingers and toes and enough teeth.
Well, and even then they show they got the one doctor who himself is like dying of consumption, who you know kind of wanders
the vapors,
wanders around all the recruits, and then is like, yeah, they're all good, I guess. And then like, you know, the recruiting sergeant gives him like a shilling and he just like fucks off. And it's like, well, there was your medical exam.
The only difference is that the only difference between then and now, at least when I initially enlisted, my medical exam was dog shit again, 2005. The only difference between then and now is that there was no, I guess there was kind of a hearing test because they talked at you and you heard it. They didn't drug test them and there was no vaccines yet. So it's like, nah, you're probably fine.
There's also no turn and cough. I got the ball squeeze when I went through MEPS.
I get more of a tap. They didn't care, man. They're just like, yeah, it seems fine. Get out of here.
I joined in 2000 before 9/11, so they were still like making sure that like we at least had two balls and didn't have a hernia. But 2005, they stopped caring.
You still have to like duck walk too. Remember like having to do that?
I didn't have to do that until I was actually in basic training as punishment.
Huh.
Like, when I went to the whatever MEPS stands for, I don't remember.
Military Entrance Processing Station.
Yeah, I went to that in Detroit, and like literally all they did was drug test us, like give my nutsack a ball tap, make sure I had all my like gave me a vision test, a hearing test to make sure I wasn't deaf and blind. But the thing is, I am mostly blind. I wear very thick glasses.
Right, exactly. It wasn't that you weren't deaf and blind. It was just like, can you like, you know, can you see through like, you know, a reticle, you know, like.
I think most of it was just checking our paperwork to make sure some recruiters weren't giving them like a 16-year-old felon.
Right. But even then, you could probably get a waiver.
Well, that did happen at that MEP station because like you can enlist when you're 17.
Yeah.
And they sent someone there like months before they even turned 17. They were still 16. They had dropped out of high school and given them like fake diploma and all this other shit. And he was like a 16-year-old felon with using forged paperwork and to get a federal government job. And he had a criminal record. And he still made it all the way to basic training.
Yeah. I mean, was it... I had a couple 17-year-olds in my company when I went through boot. But they were all like actually like supposed to be there and were, I think they were all reservists who were like,
there's
you
only
know,
two 17-year-olds in mine. It was me and someone else.
It was they were like going through before their last year of high school. So that way they could like drill while they were in their last, like as seniors or whatever.
Yeah. I did the same. I joined between my junior and senior year and I just did drill weekends until I went to basic training like a year later.
Man, if they gave me a little taste of that shit, they never would have seen me again. Like if I didn't enlist with a contract and get my ass shipped to Fort Knox, I would have left so quick. Like do like the summer basic training. Like, man, fuck that shit. I'm never going back.
You want me to show back up for this?
Fuck
no.
That.
I remember my friend who was joining the Navy at the same time that I was, she was like, she would talk to me and she'd be like, oh yeah, like my recruiter made me show up and we had to like, you know, do like a cadre run with like all the other recruits that he has. And then we had to do like physical fitness stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. My recruiter told me to show up at MEPS on the day that I needed to ship off. And that was pretty much it.
The most my recruiter did is make me take a drug test before I went to MEPS to make sure I'd pass a drug test at MEPS. And I failed it. He's like, come back in 2 weeks. And I did.
My recruiter was public affairs before he was a recruiter. So I at least had that kind of going for me. But like at one point he was, I don't remember. It was before I went to MEPS and he was like, you know, there's a lot of people that worry about, you know, the food in the army makes like it's full of saltpeter. So you don't get hard. He's like, I'll tell you, I've been eating army food my entire life. My dick still gets real hard. I'm like, cool, I guess.
You want to see?
I'm 17. Like, why are you telling me about your penis, man?
My recruiter was rocket artillery. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Because like he'd been to Iraq. He'd done a tour in Iraq. Like, so what was that like in Iraq? He's like, it was great. I didn't do anything. It's like, you should enlist as this job.
Honestly, that's probably the best advice anyone probably gave you during that whole period.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you ever did tanking shit overseas.
No, I should have known better because there was an armor guy in the recruitment office and he was like this fat dude in a like a dirty uniform, like surrounded by bottles of dip spit and always show up to work late. I'm like, ah, yes, these are the people I want to be my coworkers.
I found my people.